La cantant israeliana Noah actua aquest divendres al Teatre Auditori amb un concert titulat Noah Forever, on recupera alguns dels seus temes més coneguts de la mà del seu col·laborador més estret, el guitarrista Gil Dore. Per conèixer millor què ens espera a l'escenari del Teatre Auditori, tenim en comunicació a la cantant israeliana. Noah, bon dia, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're visiting Sant Cugat for the third time. What do you remember from those two concerts?
Well, I just remember that it was a pleasure performing in Sant Cugat. The audience is wonderful, and I'm very, very happy to be coming again. I love Catalunya in general. Mm-hmm. I love the Catalan culture and language, and I've performed many, many times in this part of Spain, and I'm very, very happy to be coming again.
Noah Forever works like an anthology of your work. Was it time to look back to nearly three decades of music?
Well, is that the name of the concert, Noah Forever? Yeah, nobody told me that. But, you know, why not? Thank you for the compliment. I would love my music to continue after me. But yes, I have 28 years of career behind me and a very big repertoire. And in this concert that I will be presenting together with Gil Dore, who is, of course, my eternal musical director and guitarist and fabulous musician, we are going to be singing songs from different periods in our career, in different languages and different styles. I think it's a really interesting and beautiful program. We're also going to be singing some songs from our new program, new musical project, which is, I think, will be a total surprise for the audience. And we also have another surprise that we will be, we have a special guest, my friend Passion Vega. She's coming to sing a few songs with me. So I'm really, really happy for all of those things.
You have mentioned two names. I would like to talk about them with you. First of all, Gil Dore, how would you define your relationship with him?
Well, he's my musical director, and he's my collaborator, songwriting collaborator and performance collaborator for all the years of my career, 28 years. He's an incredible musician, an incredible person, and I'm very honored to have had the chance to work with this man for so many years. He's really incredible.
And about Passion, what does she bring to the concert?
Well, she's a relatively new friend. I've only known Passion now for 2 years. I think she's a very, very talented and lovely human being, talented singer. I admit that I didn't know anything about the copla music that she sings before I met her. And through her, I was introduced to this really interesting style of singing and music. We did a tour together in the summer. We called it Mediterraneas. It was a fabulous tour in really big venues with a lot of musicians on stage. We had the pleasure of having Serrat as our guest for the concert in Barcelona. And we really had a good time. I also invited her to Israel to perform together with me. So our friendship was solidified in this way. And she called me and said, you know, now I see you're in Sant Cugat. I want to come and be with you. So I said, yeah, come on. So she's really coming. She's coming for fun. So she's coming so we can hang out, you know, so we can, you know, hug and have dinner together and be friends and to sing a few songs on stage. And I think the audience will be able to immediately sense the warm feeling between us and the chemistry that we have.
It seems really, really, really good. So, Noah, thanks for talking to us in this interview. And we hope you have a really good time in this performance on Sant Cugat.
I'm sure I will. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, Catalunya is very special for me. Many, many years. I think that there's been no place almost in Europe that has given me as much warmth as Catalunya. Mm-hmm. So it's an honor for me to come back to your land. Thank you for inviting me again and again.
Thank you so much for this conversation.
Okay, shalom.